Off the Ball Rugby.
I had him in my original, if you remember, Colin. I had him as my starting 10 for the tour.
Yeah, but you were also in a stadium and that's changed. So, like, what do you think now?
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Ball's Football Daily.
Welcome along to Monday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. Coming up today, we'll hear from Shelburne boss Joey O'Brien ahead of their Champions League tie with Carabag this week. Arsenal boss Mikel Arteta faced questions on the club's handling of the Thomas Partey situation. And Liverpool have now agreed a fee with Eintracht Frankfurt for Hugo Ekitike. But first, Evan Ferguson arrived in Italy yesterday ahead of completing his loan move to Roma, who have an option to sign the Ireland international on a permanent deal next summer. The 20-year-old spent the second half of last season on loan at West Ham, but he only made 8 appearances and failed to score for the East London club. Only the one start as well. Ferguson scored just once for Brighton during the first half of last season and fell down the pecking order under Fabian Hertzler, which prompted the loan move in January to reunite him with Graham Potter, who was the man that gave him a senior debut for Brighton back in February 2022 when Ferguson was only 17. And after arriving into the airport in Rome, here was the fan reaction which greeted the Ireland international. Brighton boss Fabian Hertzler said he can still be a success with the Premier League club.
The loan for Evan might be the best option. So he's still a player from us. He still brings a lot of quality with him. He's a target player, and I'm sure if he gets more game time that one day he will come back and will be a very important player for us.
From one Ireland international to another, Chidozie Ogbeni made his first appearance for Ipswich since he ruptured his Achilles last October. He played alongside fellow Irish internationals Dara O'Shea, Sammy Smodics and Jack Taylor in a convincing win over Austrian Bundesliga side FC Blau-Weiss Linz. Yesterday, Longford Town and St Pat's booked their place in the third round of the FAI Cup after wins over non-league sides. Pats were 8-0 winners against UCC at Richmond Park. Longford beat Castlebar Celtic 6-3 away from home. After coming from behind 3 times, the sides were level at 3 goals apiece at half-time. Shelburne will also be in tomorrow's draw for the third round. The league champions won 4-0 against another non-league side on Saturday, Fairview. John Martin scored a hat-trick and Daniel Kelly was also on target. Shells are back in action this Wednesday when they host Carabag in the second qualifying round for the Champions League. Joey O'Brien has been boosted by the news that former Arsenal youngster Jack Henry Francis has joined the club. And O'Brien told Shelburne's in-house media channel the 21-year-old is a proper central midfielder.
Great sign. Listen, a player we've been following for a long time, really, to be honest. Good bit of work in the background with Luke and stuff like that to try to get it over the line. It was brilliant. Delighted to have him on board. Listen, I think he played in the league, so people would have seen what he was like last year when he was playing for Sligo. Yeah, I think he's a real quality player, competitive in the field, like gets on the ball, moves it through the lines, good range of passing, able to move the ball. Here, what you want out of a proper centre midfielder, so yeah, delighted to get him in.
Ahead of that tie with Azerbaijani champions Karabag, O'Brien knows the task ahead is a big one.
Yeah, no, we had a look at them. Yeah, I've been looking at them. Martin Doyle has done great work in the background with Samuel Hearn, obviously with the videos and being able to get a hold of the videos. So we've started breaking it down and looking at the pre-season games. Obviously they're out of season, but they're been over in Austria. So we've been watching them and looking at them. Listen, they're a top quality side. Obviously their history in Europe is very, very good, you know. So it's going to be a really difficult night, but a night everyone at the football club is really looking forward to. And yeah, listen, from now it's that's what it's going to be. It's going to be planning for that. And he's kicked back in on Monday and training with full preparation for Carabag.
If Shelburne can manage to get past Carabag, they'd face either FCSB of Romania or Macedonia's Skendia in the third qualifying round. That draw took place earlier this morning. Arsenal boss Mikel Arteta says he's 100% sure the club followed the right process when dealing with former midfielder Thomas Partey, who was under police investigation for multiple counts of rape while he played for the club. The 32-year-old Ghana international left Arsenal at the end of his contract, which was the 30th of June. 4 days later, he was charged with 5 counts of rape and 1 count of sexual assault. The offences are reported to have taken place in 2021 and 2022. the Metropolitan Police in the UK said in a statement on the 4th of July. The charges involved three women with two counts of rape relating to one woman, three counts of rape in connection to a second woman, and one count of sexual assault linked to a third woman. Party denies the charges and welcomes the opportunity to clear his name, according to his lawyer. Detectives started an investigation in February 2022 after police first received report of rape. Arsenal are currently in Singapore for their pre-season tour. They play AC Milan and Newcastle before they make the trip to Hong Kong to play Tottenham. Arteta was asked about the situation with Partey.
Well, I think the club was very clear in its statement. There are a lot of legal matters that are very complicated, so I cannot comment in any of them.
I appreciate that, but a lot of fans have questions over the way in which the matter was handled by the club. Do you feel confident and comfortable that the club followed all the right processes in that?
100%, yeah.
Liverpool and Eintracht Frankfurt have reached an agreement over a deal for Hugo Ekitike for an initial fee of €80 million, which could rise to almost €92 million with add-ons. Personal terms have already been agreed. Ekitike is expected to fly to England for a medical later this week. The 23-year-old was an unused sub over the weekend when they played a pre-season game. He scored 22 goals in 48 games across all competitions last season to help Frankfurt qualify for the Champions League. Marcus Rashford is on his way to Barcelona after an agreement was reached with Manchester United for a season-long loan. Rashford has arrived in the Catalan capital and it's believed he's already completed his medical as he looks to start the next chapter of his career. The deal will include an option to buy. Rashford had targeted Barca as his ideal destination when it became clear he'd leave United in January. He spent the second half of last season on loan with Villa. Barca will cover Rashford's salary for the duration of the loan. United will take him off their wage bill completely. Now, have you ever wondered what it's like for a player when they receive an offer from a club in the Saudi Pro League? Nigerian striker Victor Boniface was heavily linked with a move to the Middle East in January from his club Bayer Leverkusen, a move that eventually broke down. It looks like Boniface will stay with the Bundesliga side this summer, but he broke down what went through his mind and the discussions he had with his family on a podcast that he's launched alongside fellow Nigerian internationals Frank Onyeka and Wilfred Ndidi.
I've faced a lot of injury and I'm young, you understand. So I think it was the last transfer window.
Yeah. You almost went to Saudi.
So I had a great offer from Saudi. Really, really great. So I was thinking, I've been injured so many times. If it didn't go well, blah, blah, blah. If I go to this place, if I play 2-3 seasons, I started calling family. I was on the internet. People already calculating the money.
I was among them because the
money was a lot. So everyone, people were calling me, family. So I called my elder brother. I said to him, bro, he's a football. He loves football. I said to him because he didn't see it. So I called him. I said to him, bro, I had an offer to go to this Saudi team. I also had an offer to top team in Italy. Blah blah. He said, what's wrong with you? Go to Italy, you play Champions League, there's World Cup and everything. I said, you sure? He said, yes, no problem. So I end the call, I dropped my phone, I was still thinking. Then 2 minutes later, he called. He said, hey, someone sent me something from Tunisia, not this. That. He saw the money, I said, dad, he said, are you the crazy? He said, you're the crazy? I said, why? He said, you need to go to
Saudi.
To Saudi. So I started thinking. So nobody knew about this because I didn't post about this. I was just calm. So I already, I will say it so everyone knows, so I already agreed to the offer because it's not just about me also. It's about the club because there's a lot of things going on in the football world that people think it's just about we, the football player. It's also coming from
the club
side.
Management.
So it's like if they offer a little money to the club will never say no. So the club also want the money. It was 70 million for the club. And they say yes. So I was ready to go. I packed my bag. I live in Cologne, so I packed my bag we drove to Frankfurt. Some of my because the money is a lot, to be honest. So most of my designer clothes, shoes, I already given out to my friends that were at home. So we drove.
Shop is free.
Yeah, bro, I was thinking so we drove to Frankfurt, stayed to Frankfurt. The flight was waiting, everything. I was in my hotel room thinking, praying also that made this thing happen. But my village people were like, come on, go, let me see now. But it didn't work out. Last minute it didn't work out.
Yeah.
And finally today, a ban on away fans in Argentina, a restriction that failed to end stadium violence, began to be gradually lifted over the weekend under a plan announced last Thursday by the Argentinian Federation. The 12-year ban was lifted when Lanús hosted Rosario Central in the second match day of the top flight. The Federation banned visiting fans in the First Division tournament in 2013 after two incidents, the death of a Lanús fan when police tried to break up a clash with Estudiantes supporters and the death of two Boca Juniors fans in a shootout between rival factions. The ban was imposed first in the province of Buenos Aires and then the rest of the nation followed. The hope was to end stadium violence, but more deaths occurred for disputes among the so-called Barras Bravas. That's about all we have time for in today's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan and I'll be back with more tomorrow.
To unlock much more from the OTB football feed, sign up at offtheball.com/join now.